WXXI News and City Newspaper asked neighborhood leaders across the city of Rochester what their concerns are ahead of the city council primary elections on June 25th. As WXXI's James Brown found out, some residents of areas in the South District are worried about gentrification. Others, like activists in the East District, are striving to make their environment more inviting.
Zola Brown spent most of the last decade involved with the 19th Ward Community Association. She became its president just a few months ago. Over cheesy grits and coffee at the Arnett Cafe, she says the neighborhood is in transition.
We realize, whether it's the 19th Ward or our public officials, that the key thing is making sure that we keep affordable housing. Because we know with students moving in, that can also be an issue around prices going up. So we have to make sure that we're keeping an eye on what's going on in the 19th Ward to make sure that families can live here and can afford here.
Brown says she's heard from residents who are upset over receiving cold calls from people asking them to sell their houses. She also says over 200 University of Rochester staff members have settled in the 19th Ward over the last 5 years, in part because of incentives. The city and the University of Rochester are offering home ownership grants for university employees in the nearby South District neighborhoods, including the 19th Ward, Plex, and the South Wedge. Those grants also apply in several East District neighborhoods. Dorian Hall is the president of Plex, or the Plymouth Exchange Neighborhood Association. He says the area is gentrifying.
We have been experiencing a lot of influx of student housing, and they call it gentrification, but pro-planning to not include the community, but kind of push the community that's currently there and bring in a different community. So the conversation has always been, when I speak to certain people, your neighborhood is up and coming. And what does that mean when you say neighborhood's up and coming? Because I grew up there all my life. So to me, my neighborhood's always been a successful neighborhood. But what that means is other folk are moving in.
Brown and Hall have expressed these concerns to council members. The next council member from the South District can expect the same. Meanwhile, in the East District, Jesse Noth of the Southeast Area Coalition is working to engage an increasingly transient population.
Renters' levels are very high, and you have high level of turnover with those renters, so you don't have long-term residents that, you know, and that leads to much lower engagement.
To foster engagement, the coalition works with smaller neighborhood groups to plan events like the Nada Festival in the Neighborhood of the Arts this summer. For Noth, engagement is also about the look of the neighborhoods.
So boulevard is a policy where you're allowed to paint in the street, and a playful sidewalk is that policy for the sidewalk space.
The group spearheaded efforts through city government to paint sidewalks in streets with images of cats playing with string or games like Twister or Monopoly. So far, that's happened in the South Wedge, Highland Park, and Beechwood neighborhoods.
The idea that it both encourages walking because there's stuff to look at on your journey, and that it gets kids out playing everywhere. And that play isn't just something that belongs at a playground. That play can be incorporated throughout everything you're doing, that you can play while walking down the street.
Noth says that beautifying the district will encourage walking and transportation alternatives like biking. He gives kudos to the city's bike-sharing program, PACE.
One of the things I love the most is seeing a group of bikers go by, and it's two or three people on their own bikes and two or three people on PACE bikes. That's a whole group of people that would have otherwise driven somewhere because their two friends didn't have bikes. But because of PACE bikes, it becomes more convenient for groups to go out and ride.
Nall says he wants to see a Rochester with a multimodal transportation system where a car isn't necessary. He and the Southeast Area Coalition intend to partner with their next representative in City Hall to bring this to reality. James Brown, WXXI News.